man. And that's going on till 11 tonight. Let's give you a quick look at the roads.
So are you telling me that you're probably going to skip out on your next traffic report to run down there and grab one?
What the hell's going on here?
You know what, Drex, butt out.
We're all going to whip out our lifesaver. I love it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Is that a euphemism for something else?
I know. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Leave it to Heather.
Traffic. Yeah. It's San Francisco. Hey,
the Embarcadero is jam-packed right now from Mission to Chestnut Street and also around the Embarcadero Center, Clay Street, California Street, Sacramento. They're all heavy, too, but you can definitely still get there, of course. We'll let you know, too, almost all the major roads in Oakland are dealing with minor slowdowns right now because of the weather. 580, 24, 980, 13. Just be prepared for it. But no serious jam-ups at the moment. The upper and lower decks of the Bay Bridge dealing with bumper-to-bumper traffic. And in Albany, another heads up for you, 80 westbound around Buchanan. The roadway is flooding, and it's still especially heavy in the fast lane. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, we've got rain still moving through the Bay Area at this hour. In fact, we've got some heavy cells around Daly City and at the Golden Gate in San Francisco. Most of the rain, though, is San Mateo, San Francisco to the north. Now, those showers are going to stay with us throughout the night into Saturday morning. They'll stop tomorrow morning, and we'll have a break until about Sunday evening. Temperatures low to upper 50s. And then late Sunday, another storm comes in, bringing showers Monday and Tuesday, and then another break. Forecasters say we're going to stay in that rainy pattern through the new year.
The force will be with you.
Yeah, well, yeah, it'll need to be. Right now, around
the
Bay Area.
You need that umbrella.
You mean the umbrella.
Umbrella.
There you go.
Yeah, the umbrella. You got to get your diaphragm into that.
And you need $90 to get one of them lifesavers.
No, that's the Viagra ad.
I know. I love that.
Right now around the Bay Area, we've got a mix of showers and clouds. It is raining in 51 in San Rafael, raining in 51 in Mill Valley. It's dry in 57 in San Jose. We've got 54 in Redwood City, 53 in Oakland, and 52 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
God, I can't get a lightsaber. We can't get a flashlight. We get a flashlight up the street here on Mission. That's about as far as it goes. All right, well, the force has awakened. And by the way, since we're having fun with this for a second, last night it was great. Jimmy Fallon, The Roots performed some Star Wars raps based on tweets on The Tonight Show last night. Check this out.
Now I'm going to share some of my favorite Star Wars raps tweets from you guys. Tariq, can you help me out with this one? This first tweet is from Iron Juan. He says,
I love it when you call me Chewbacca. Throw your heart in the air if you're covered in air.
I love it when you call me Chewbacca.
This one is from @NickAmato. He says,
I know when there's Jar Jar Binks that this movie's gonna skank.
Oh my God.
I know when there's Jar Jar Binks.
This one's from @TorontoMPH. He says,
I did it all for the rookie. Come on, the rookie, come on. So you can take your money and sing it up. Sing it up. Sing it up. Sing it up.
You did it. This one's from @HighLatitude. He says,
ain't nothing but a Jedi, baby. Yoda is the master that trained me. And Vader will try and change me. But chill, because that's the next episode.
That's the next episode. Just chill. This last one is from Jim Van Rens. He says,
hi, my name is what? My name is who? My name is Wookie Wookie Chewbacca.
There you go.
Wookie, 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 and it looks like they're bringing Benjamins for sure. So far, The Force Awakens has recorded a $57 million opening night, and that is a record.
You know what? We do not blow up that newscast ever. We don't deviate from the clock.
I know.
But you mentioned Star Wars and lightsabers, and there are guys that are just losing their mind.
I know. Well, look at that with Lee Graham. Who knew?
And the closet geek.
We're going to invite him to the pillow fight.
Well, we knew you were a geek, but we
well,
know
right
about
on.
Lee.
Yeah, that's a given. Okay.
Those songs were great.
Yeah, I loved it. Hey, let's... Not to switch gears, but let's switch gears. And let's talk about the president, because he held his last press conference.
You're in news conference, yes.
Right, yes. And, there were a lot of detractors today talking about the fact that he didn't take many questions. He didn't talk to any of the networks. It seemed like he was hand-selecting who he spoke to. I don't know what your thoughts were, but he then got on Air Force One and made his trip to San Bernardino.
Right. He is in San Bernardino at this hour. And, and president can talk to whoever he wants to. I mean, it's not the first time that a president has done that. What I think is more glaring is his response to this tragedy. And there's really been no book on the president for how he's reacted to these things. As you'll recall, he was silent after the Chattanooga shootings. And there were a lot of people were disturbed by that. And, after the San Bernardino attack, he came out quickly and spoke publicly to the nation about that and, stayed on that, has been on that since the shootings. But he didn't make a trip to Southern California. And I think people expect that.
Let me say a couple things here, because I'm just going to play the other side of the coin, because I heard it all damn day long. Okay, two things. First of all, when he did address the nation, a lot of people thought he was lecturing the nation. And that didn't ring well. And then the fact that he did not go to San Bernardino, a lot of people would say that he is not going to San Bernardino. That's a layover on his holiday trip to Hawaii.
And your point would be?
Well, that it's lazy and too late.
Yeah, is it a little too late?
Well, there are plenty of people in Southern California that think it's too late.
808-0810. Your thoughts? I mean, on the press conference or him showing up and doing the San Bernardino trip today on his way? I mean, it's like stopping at LAX.
I mean, you look at other presidents. Would we have seen George Bush go to San Bernardino? I know we would have seen Bill Clinton go out there.
Well, we couldn't get George Bush to go to Katrina. So there's
there you
that.
Go. Asked and answered.
Yes.
I don't know what the answer is.
I don't know either.
You'll recall that not long after this attack, they branded the Chattanooga attack a terrorist attack, because in retrospect, as they looked at Saeed Farouk and Tashfeen Malik and how they were radicalized and how basically they and a small pool of people were, marinating in Southern California, the same could probably be said about the kid in Chattanooga.
808-0810 is the number. Yes, we're talking about the president and his stop, his trip to San Bernardino. And by the way, you brought this. Let's go to this. I mean, he didn't go to San Bernardino. Well, should he have? Too little, too late. You tell me. But there were 16 major shootings this year. He can't fly to all of them, to the sites. I mean, it's a horrific number. It's one we want to forget.
Well, the question
is,
how many did he go to? I mean, this is a base for him in California. And, I think that his donors probably expect that he's going to pay this state some attention.
Oh, you know what? I support our president, but I have to say, I think that he's already into the lame duck part where it's like, get me to Honolulu quickly. I want to get to Hawaii.
I mean, it definitely seems like
it. Feels it. Yes, that's what it feels like. And I'm on his side. So, you can only imagine what the detractors are saying.
Well,
and by the way, they're saying it loud and clear. 808-0810. Let's go to the phone, Heather.
Yeah, it's Colleen in San Francisco.
Hi, Colleen. Good evening. You're on KGO.
Hi, this is Colleen. I just wanted to say that there's a lot of people who would complain on the opposite end of the expenses that would be incurred if he flew out there immediately and took Air Force One. And it's actually probably more fiscally responsible for him to do it in this manner. And a lot of people don't like it when the presidents come out right after these events, because there's so much going on and it really disrupts the investigation
that's happening with
the local police departments.
Colleen sounds like she's in government or politics.
Well, no,
are you Colleen?
She makes a good point.
Not really.
Yeah.
Not really.
Not really.
She's just paying attention. Good girl.
A little bit. Okay. Thank you very much. Drive careful. 808.
Well, and I'm trying to go back in my head. On December 2nd, was the were the climate change talks occurring, or what else did Obama have on his plate?
Paris,
I guess,
was
my point.
Paris was happening at the same time, and you know, he took a lot of heat for that. That once again, the concentration was not on the right thing. But what were you going to do? I mean, it was scheduled, or he had to go, and he was there, and. You know, should was changed to shall, and that's all we got out of the climate talks.
Colleen made a good point that, you know, in the aftermath of the shooting, the investigation was unfolding, and, you know, having a president there was probably more of a distraction than that incident needed, because they weren't just dealing with a mass killing. They were dealing with a possible terrorist attack.
But let's not talk about the expense of flying Air Force One.
No, that's
the president. Air Force One can fly anytime, anywhere. And by the way, it should be allowed to wants to be, whoever that president
she
is.
She works for or has worked for an elected official.
All right, let's go to the phones. 808-0810 is the number.
Greg in Livermore.
Hi, Greg. Good evening. You're on KGO.
Oh, hey, good evening, guys. Hey, it's just bad optics for Obama right now to show up for a photo op on a radical Muslim attack. This is an attack on the country. I mean, if you don't believe it, you got to look into it. I mean, this is a planned, malicious attack against the U.S. It's a mini Paris.
So let me dig a little deeper. How does that make Obama look bad to be there?
Well, hey, it's his administration. That he's the chief law enforcement office of the land. I mean, and he blew it again.
Oh, he gets assigned with the blame.
He's saying that this is what the right wing is saying. If you listen to KSFO right now, you're going to hear that the president landed for his press op, for his photo op on the way to his Hawaiian vacation. He phoned it in.
Well, yeah, he shows up, and he knows it's a failure. Essentially, the intelligence and law enforcement community that we have another attack that was essentially possible to be interdicted, and it didn't happen, and it looks bad for the president, really. All right, and these were public officials that were gunned down, not just – they were public employees.
Thank you very much for the call.
I guess I can see the point of view.
Yes, I can.
I just don't know. Everybody acts like one commander-in-chief can stop everything from happening. Well, when in the history of the world has that happened?
I don't think the trip itself makes him look bad. I think the fact that
it
took so long.
Yeah.
Well, it may be too late, but he's doing it.
Well, this gentleman brought up a good point.
I don't think that showing your face at the scene of the crime makes you look bad. I mean, this is, you know, terrorism has been a problem before Barack Obama. You know, the argument was that, you know, we had terrorists get into this country, you know, on George Bush's watch.
Thank you.
For sure. Okay. So I think what the good, a powerful takeaway, and I hope that you will agree with this on a station such as KGO on the Drex Radio Show, is I can look, you know, I can go down the middle of the road, and I can look to the left, and I can look to the right, and I come up with my own view. And I hope you do too. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. Thank you very much, mate. And that's applicable for Northern California as well. Okay, so as promised, and by the way, Macaulay Culkin, that's not the only movie, the Star Wars, yes, The Force Awakens. Macaulay Culkin, remember him 25 years ago? Well, now as an adult, he released today a very disturbing version of Home Alone. And we'll play that for you after the top of the hour. But right now, as promised, here's an end-of-the-year recap, and this is a Drex exclusive.
That's great, it started with Deflategate. Patriots won the Super Bowl. Streaming service for HBO. Heroes on a Paris train, Blackhawks beat the Lightning. Royals won World Series, Duke had Wisconsin beat Pistorius. Guilty, Jurassic World capsized a Pharaoh, American Pharaoh. Jeff Gordon retired, Tony Stewart did the same. John Kerry got into an accident on his bike. Playboy eliminated nudity, best Grammy album went to Beck. A-Rod hit 3,000, women won the World Cup, The Force Awakens, Donald Trump, Long Mars, Overdose, Letterman, Final Late Show, John Stewart, Bob Schaefer, Step Down, 19 Kids and Counting, Josh Duggar, Diddling, Bruce's, Caitlyn Jenner, Rachel Dolezal, all is white, retirement, from Rupert Murdoch, Princess Charlotte, Brian Williams, lie.
It's the end of the year as we know it, it's the end of the year as we know it, it's
Madison exposed, Kobe Bryant rushing plane, Ariana Grande, Miley Cyrus flashing, John Hamm Emmy winning, upstate New York jailbreak, cops tackle James Blake, emissions rigged by Volkswagen Boehner, stepped out all day, breakfast at McDonald's, Warriors beat the Cavaliers, Woo! Pope Francis came here, Charlie Sheen, HIV, emails from Hillary, Bobby, Christina Brown, John Stamos, DUI, Scott Weiland, die.
It's the end of the year as we know it.
Same day, bro broke his leg. B.B. King's dead. Leonard Nimoy, Yogi Berra, Jackie Collins, Sharon dropped by Subway, Planned Parenthood, Cecil the Lion, he shot at Ills. Hello, right?
Right. It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It flew right by.
It's the end of the year, but it's not the end of the Drex Radio Show. That continues next on KGO 810.